Hello, podcast listeners. This is Wayne Kent with Mental Health Talk. How you doing? Well, this is my first official podcast, and I'm a little nervous. I'm not sure who will be listening. Maybe might not be anybody listening. I did tell a few close friends about it, and hope that they will check it out and enjoy some thoughts and ideas and stuff like that. But who knows? Maybe word will get out and more people start listening. But a lot of reasons why I'm doing, there's a few reasons why I'm doing the podcast, is that I think it's going to be very therapeutic. I think it'll be nice every week or so for me to be able to talk and get my thoughts out and even some ideas out and get it recorded and be able to listen to it maybe a month down the road or a couple months, even a year, and see how I've changed or how my thinking has evolved. Who knows? So some of it is selfish and done for therapeutic reasons. Other reasons is, there might be a couple, there might be friends might have friends that are dealing with mental health stuff, and it might help them. I know everybody these days has, not everybody has like severe depression and like severe mental stuff going on, but everybody in daily life deals with a lot of stuff. It's not easy. Life isn't easy. So maybe something that's discussed on here can help someone, even if they're having a little trouble. It's not going to focus. I am a teacher. I am a father, a husband, but I'm not like a professional counselor or anything like that. What I will talk about is like my own personal experiences and things that I've gone through and what I've done to help myself in therapy wise. Maybe that can help out. And also, I'll definitely be talking about my current situation and what I'm doing currently to help myself. And so we'll see how it goes and we'll see what happens. But I thought I'd start off today with just a little bit of a history of me and who I am, to give anybody an idea, who doesn't really know me. I'm 43 years old. I've lived with mental illness since I was young. I can remember, I can't remember the exact day that I realized that I had, depression and OCD, but I can think back and see that, when I was younger and a little boy, there was stuff that I did that was, out of the ordinary. And so it's been going on for a long, long time. I was diagnosed when I was in my early 20s. Before that, I just thought this is how you live. You live with the OCD rituals, the thinking, the obsessive thinking, and the checking and everything, and the cleanliness stuff and all that. And then the depression that goes along with it, I just thought that was, hey, everybody lives like that. But my father was a big help because he was diagnosed later in life. And he had asked me, do you experience this stuff? And I was like, yeah, I absolutely do. Is this normal? And he was like, no, we need to get you some help. And that became, the start of a long journey that's still going on. Unfortunately, my journey hasn't been, well, I don't know, I guess I can't say it hasn't been successful, but it's ongoing, and there's been a lot of dark moments, and of recently there's been some dark times too. A lot of hospitalizations when I was younger. And again, I don't talk about this to sound proud and everything like that. I do this just to inform and to help myself too. Because I'm not proud of a lot of the choices I've made in regards to my illness, my OCD, and depression. But you know, things happen, and it's mental illness is tough, and it gets a hold of you, man, and it's hard to fight it. And been through a lot, and unfortunately, in the last year, been through a lot also. Was hospitalized twice this year, and really had a lot of difficulty. And so to sum it up, without going into great detail, you know, throughout my life, especially in my early 20s and even later 20s, a lot of hospitalizations and a lot of I've used every med there is, tried every med, and you know, the way the cycle has gone throughout my life is, you know, you use a med for a couple years, and then your brain, your brain starts thinking, oh, I can fight this, and you know, you stop taking the meds, and then you go back into that hole. And then there's usually some type of, you know, incident, or you know, you get depressed and you can't get out, and you gotta get back on the meds, and you try new meds, and those work for a couple of years, and then you say, you know, it's like a cycle. It's not the right way to go about it, but you know, it's just, unfortunately, it's the nature of the beast. But jumping ahead to currently right now, to be quite honest with you, I think I'm doing really well. Probably the best ever, if that's, I don't want to jinx it, but I've found a group in the town I live in, and it's a mindfulness group, and they meet Thursdays and Sundays, and there's meditation that occurs. You sit, you meditate. Some of the time, it's guided meditation, and fortunately, there's some people in the group that deal with OCD and depression and stuff like that, and it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful, and it deals a lot with your thoughts and not necessarily controlling them, but recognizing them and being able to recognize that they're not good, they're harmful, and take your energy and put it into the present moment, and really live in the present and not the future and not the past. So it's been great, and I've only been going, this is my third week, so it's still new. Currently I am taking medicine for the obsessive compulsive disorder and for the depression. It's not really a high dose. It's a new med that I've never used before. I assume it's helping. My honest opinion on medicine is that, and we'll get more into this in later podcasts. You know, you could do like tons of podcasts on medicine and all that, and medicating. I'm not a big fan of medicine. I don't think it's definitely not a cure. It helps somewhat, but again, I think it's just there to steady you out and allow you to be able to be steady and be calm and not, you know, get those dark thoughts and stuff like that. And because of the medicine, then you can start working on yourself and building skills and stuff like that. And that's taken me a long time to realize that. I had always, you know, through the years, been taking the meds, and the dose of the meds has been going up high, and you sit there and you hope, like, is there going to be a switch that goes off, and you're going to wake up one morning and, excuse me, you're going to be okay. But, no matter how much meds you take and all that, you know, it's not a cure. It's more of just a tool, I think. To help you and steady you out so that you're able to work on the skills that you need to become better. And that's, I think that's, as I look back, that's kind of what has been missing in my life is the tools and the change that needs to be made and the skills that need to be learned. And I think that's why being in this mindfulness group and learning to meditate and become mindful, these are tremendous skills that are gonna really make a difference. And I really truly believe that right now. And already kind of feeling the benefits of meditation and mindfulness. So medication is not the answer, I don't think. And I look forward to the day where I don't have to take it anymore, but not in a rush, because as I've learned in the past, getting off the medicine too quick can have a really negative effect. Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at now. So just trying to really get into the mindfulness, the meditation, Buddhism, basically. And take meds, and then I'm looking into doing a little bit of therapy one time a week with one of the counselors at this mindfulness group that has a private practice. And so I'm looking to do that to help me out too. I was, just a side note, I was looking into, they don't really call this, but it's basically electrical shock therapy. And the way they do it nowadays is very is great. It has a lot of benefits for a lot of people. And my medicating doctor does it. He's been doing it for a long time, and he suggested it. It helps people with depression, and I was looking into that. And fortunately, I came across the mindfulness group, and I think I'm gonna hold off on that for right now. But you know, it's nice to know that something like that is out there. Done a lot of studying about it and learning about it, and it does seem like a very effective strategy to help with people with depression. But not something that I'm going to get into at this point. So that's kind of me in a nutshell. A little bit of the history. And again, you know, for future podcasts, I will be more happy to get into my past and things that I've gone through, because I'm sure that'll come up and it'll be it'll lock into things that are going on in the present. And then there's also some of what's going on currently with me. That's about it for right now. I'd like to, I don't want to go too long, keep this one short and then build up. But before I go, just a couple things that are really helpful for me. Podcasts, you can go on Apple, and there's a podcast app, of course. And there's a great podcast. It's called The One You Feed. Really, really helpful. Just started listening to that. There's also another one called Against the Stream, Dharma Punks. Great one. And then there's Secular Buddhism, and with Noah Rashetta, is great. So those two podcasts I've been listening to, and they deal a lot with mindfulness, being present, and really working that into your life, and talk about a lot of issues that are really very relevant to people who are dealing with mental illness. And geez, if you just want to make your life a little easier and a little more happier and, you know, be more present in your life, they're great podcasts to listen to. You don't have to have a mental illness to listen to them. They're really enjoyable, and a lot of great topics talked about. If you're into apps, I'll give you a couple apps here. The Calm app is great. You can get this on the App Store on Apple. And it is a subscription, but you can do the non-subscription part. It's just as good. There's the Insight Timer, it's called. It's completely free. And it connects you to, you can actually, it's kind of like a Facebook of meditators, but not as horrible as Facebook is. It's really quite wonderful. And they have tons of guided meditations for sleep, for relaxation, mindfulness. I mean, there's just thousands and thousands of them. The other one is if you type in mindful, and it's just a basic daily mindfulness app. It has a little plus sign with parentheses around it. It's absolutely wonderful. I use it every day, and it's completely free. And then the last one is Smiling Mind, and it's a great app. You can use it for kids. You can also use it for yourself. And it's really quite excellent. I have a little knock at the door. That's my little three-year-old. So, and it's time to go anyways. So I just want to say goodbye. And if you're listening and you can and you know somebody who thinks this might be a nice podcast to listen to, please recommend it. And I'll talk to you next time. Thanks a lot.